God is so faithful. He's so good. His word is so true. And he will fulfill his word in your life. Hallelujah. God will do the unprecedented in your life. How many people are beginning to receive this word? God will do the unprecedented in your life. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not yet entered into the heart of man, God will do in your life. God will do in your life. And you will point, you will keep pointing and say, that's unprecedented. People say, what's that? You say, that's unprecedented. What is that one? That's unprecedented. What is this one? That's unprecedented. How about this one over here? It's unprecedented. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. And it's all for the glory of God. Because through you, God wants to shine his glory around the world. That's all his, that's his goal. That's his purpose. God wants to use you to bring life. God wants to use you to bring life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I was telling Pastor Tino earlier, you know, I had one of those, it's almost like every week I have these supernatural experiences. I had one of them this past week, and I probably will preach about it next Sunday. So I have this powerful message the Lord has given me for Elo next Sunday. But, you know, I met this guy just randomly. Through, you know, they were trying to troubleshoot a situation for me, and there's this random number they gave me, and after almost a whole week of trying to solve, you know, these few simple problems, you know, ran into this guy. Now, I say supernatural because I know the Lord made it happen. How do you call a toll-free number that is random, and the person who comes on the line is a believer, is an ordained minister, is all of this. And he has the specific, accurate knowledge, precise knowledge that you need to solve a problem for a whole week. Loads and loads and loads of people have not been able to solve. I mean, he had the accurate, precise knowledge. And when he told me, you know, I don't know why I asked him for his name. What's your name? He said, my name is James. I said, huh? I said, that name is from the Bible. I didn't know where he is. I even thought he was in Germany or something. I thought it was also like a European number or something, you know. I thought it was a European network. And I thought he was in Germany. But eventually he told me, no, I'm just in Florida here. I said, really? You don't sound like you're in Florida. You sound like you're in Europe somewhere. So I said, you're James? That's from the Bible. I said, do you know that name is from the Bible? He said, it is very interesting you say that. I said, why? He said, because I am an ordained minister. At that point, he still doesn't know I'm a pastor. Remember, we're on the phone. We can't see one another. We're just, you know. So he says, I'm a registered ordained minister. I said, really? I said, you kidding me? You don't say? He said, yes. And he started talking. I said, so would you believe it if I told you I'm a pastor? He said, wow! On the phone we were having fellowship. On the phone! On the phone we were having fellowship. And he told me my grandfather is telling me the root of how he went in the ministry. My grandfather was a pastor for 55 years, was a missionary for 40 years. I said, wow. I said, this is a God connection. Wow. Here I am on this end of the phone. There you are on the other end of the phone. And we are like family in the spirit. Your grandfather did something that I am on a journey doing. One of these days, my own grandchildren will be talking about their grandfather. And they will say, my grandfather was a pastor for, let me, like 100 years. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, sir. They said that man, he just wouldn't get old, pastor. So we kept praying for him, praying, Lord, like she said, no, he just kept mounting up with wings like the eagle. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It was supernatural. And just like that, like the snap of a finger, he solved a problem for a whole week. Loads of people couldn't solve. Across across states in the United States. Just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. What blessed me the most about it was, you see, he brought glory to God. Because here I was, you know, looking for answers, looking for... He brought glory to God, finding out he was a believer who knew what he was doing, but also was not ashamed to tell me I'm a believer. I'm a minister, he said. He brought glory to God. That's what we're talking about. That's how the glory of God is on the earth. Do you think if that happened with an unbeliever? Now, of course, before we hung up, he said to me, Pastor, you know, we are going to get something with a survey. Write me a good. I said, I promise you, I'm looking for that survey. I said, I promise you, I'm looking for. No, truly. Because you have to know. I mean, and when I got that survey, the things I wrote, I mean, it's like I was writing a book for this man, for James. I said, it's a breath of fresh air. Do you know how many believers, though, are in those positions, but they don't even know what they are doing? Yeah. They say, I go to church, yeah, I pray in tongues, da-da-da, but they don't have any answers. They don't have a clue. Wow. So you can't give glory to God based on what they do. And then some of them, the people who are very proficient, who have a lot of knowledge and expertise, will never tell you I'm a believer. They say, oh, you know, you have to be... you know, you have professional. You can't tell that you are a believer. You will never know. No, at some point, I'm not saying you should put it up front and be a menace. But at some point, if that conversation goes in that direction and, you know, whatever, you know, you should. And somebody says, oh, wow, you did such a good job. You should say, well, thank God. You know, God helped me do that. And some, oh, yeah, you believe in God? Oh, yeah, I believe he's my everything. Oh, wow. I mean, some way God should get the glory from our lives. Amen. Some way God should get the glory from our lives. Amen. That's the dream. That's why we're here. That's what he created us for. He's our number one. Yes. Amen. Amen. So trust God with us for ELO next week, Sunday. We trust God for network. We trust God for everything. And our praise team will help us here. We will minister. We'll minister from our base in North Carolina. I'm going to minister a word. And we are going to have these other ministers that are going to, you're going to see Pastor Donny and Edie's Northwestern Ensemble. They did a great job, amazing job. And one of our other ministers in Nigeria that, you know, we're collaborating with. So, it's going to be good. I said it's going to be good. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right, go with me. Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 and verse 14. Isaiah 58 and verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. And I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. What eyes have not seen and what ears have not heard, and what have not yet entered into the heart of man, God will do in your life. He said, you will delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. The time is coming very soon where there are going to be chosen people in the body of Christ that are going to be high flyers in this world. Amen. They're going to be high flyers in this world. The world is going to come to you for answers. Amen. You'll be high flyers. You will be making a difference in this world. I'm not talking just in missionary kingdom, preaching, all of that. Yes, awesome. But even in the marketplace, you will be a higher version of James who blessed me this past week. He's not a preacher, even though he says he's an ordained minister. He is an ordained minister. But I wasn't interacting with him on the grounds of his ordination or his being in the ministry. I was interacting with him on the grounds of being in the marketplace. And he so blessed me. You will be high flyers. God is raising up high flyers. He said, you will delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. And I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, nobody can reverse it. No circumstances can change it. The world can turn upside down and everything can change, but the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, so nothing is going to change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I told you, regardless of COVID or anything else, get your assignment done. Move on radically into the future. Hallelujah. Give everything you have to pursuing the purpose that God has given you. Don't relent. Don't slow down. Don't quit. Don't lay down your arms and wait and say, we're just waiting until. No! Keep on moving radically forward. Move radically forward. It's not a time to hide under the rock in your bedroom and not go out. It's a time to go out and possess what God has given you. Some people are going to possess things in this season. By the time everybody comes out, it's all gone. It's all gone. It's all gone. Do you know the difference between 2020 and 2021, even in certain aspects of the economy? Some things are like night and day between 2020 and 2021. There were some things in 2020, they were begging everybody, please take this, please get this, please get this, please, please, please. Creating incentive after incentive, incentive just to get it, please. In 2021, those things are no longer there. Now they are double the price. Now everybody is fighting to get it, outbidding one another. The people who took the incentive in 2020 and got it, they already got it. They already got it. The people who hid under the rock in 2020, they came out in 2021. Now, they have a lot of money, inflation in the system, but those things are not even there. They are not even there. Aggressively move forward with everything that God has given you. Amen. Don't be sleeping in, lazing around. Walk! Walk! Dream, walk! I talk to you about that next Sunday. It's four words. Four. Somebody say four. Pray! Somebody say pray. Think! Somebody say think. Strive! Somebody say strive. Excel! Somebody say excel. Four words. Four words. Don't wait for COVID. Hide and see, just looking out of the window, seeing how the world is. Oh, there's some traffic on the road today. You should be the traffic. You should be the traffic. So you're raising children, whatever it is you are doing, nothing should change. If the schools are not letting you bring the children to school, you train them aggressively. You do everything. Don't say, oh, well, guys, no school again. Or, there's a fighting, political fight over masking. We don't know what, we don't know what to do. You say, well, just sleep. Or just watch. What are the shows they watch now? We raised our own long time ago. So it's just, I don't know what the shows are now. Somebody help me. What are the popular shows now? Just watch. Just watch. All day, watch. Yes, just. Oh, you watch that episode. Let's put a second episode for you. And the children are not learning anything. You are just babysitting them with TV. You are not pumping vision into them. I'm not saying there's no time to do that. There's time for leisure. Just like for you, there's time for leisure for you. It's not all work. There's times you sit down, you chill, and you have a good time. And but as a major part of your time should be aggressively doing the things that God has given you. Same thing for the children. Don't keep them in front of that thing all day. Say, yeah, just be quiet. Just let us breathe. Let me tell you, By the time the pandemic is over, they will become like those characters. You say, where did you get this from? Where did this spirit, where did it come? It came from you putting them in front of the TV all day, all night. That's where the spirit came from. Instead of you designing a good plan to raise the children. So this is where we're going to do this. We're going to have fun here. We're going to have fun there. Yeah, we're going to go chill over there. But this is the time you are going to do this. And you're going to, you know, you build them like they build the three Hebrew boys. Build them into solid people. Amen. And when the king, you know, when the ungodly king comes looking, he's not looking for the people, the lowest in the society. He's looking for the best. Yeah. When the Babylonian king came, he said, I want the best in the line. That's how Daniel and the three Hebrew boys went. He wanted the best. So all these ones sleeping in church, you know, chewing gum, watching TV, morning to night. Nobody remembers them. Nobody. Can I be honest with you? I'm just telling you the truth. And God said you will be the head always and never the tail. There is a process for that. It doesn't just happen. You will be the head always and not the tail. There is a process for that. Hallelujah. Ooh, somebody say he has too much to say. And he doesn't have enough time. Oh, hallelujah. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. Ha. What is the heritage of Jacob your father? What is the heritage of Jacob your father? There are two major places where Jacob received a promise directly to himself. And there's one major place where Jacob took an expanded version of that promise and gave it to someone he considered was his favorite son, Joseph. I want you to read those promises right now, because those three scriptures represent the heritage of Jacob. Genesis chapter 27. This is the first one. After he disguised himself as his brother Esau, he wanted to get what was called the blessing of the birthright. And he changed his appearance and changed his smell, and you know, because of their father was old, was dying, couldn't really see. And he finally came before his father, and his father started to bless him. Genesis 27, 28. And, hallelujah. Amen. Verse 28. Therefore, God give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let the people serve you. Let nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren. And let, listen to this one, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Listen to me. Cursed be everyone that curses you. Blessed be everyone that blesses you. I want you to listen to this. Let the people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Hear me. This man who is blessing one of his two sons, he had only two. He's blessing one of his two sons and he says, let your mother's son serve you. Hello? His mother doesn't have multiple sons. His mother has two sons. So how can you say to one of them, let your mother's son serve you? Meaning, this prophecy, this blessing is not just for this boy standing in front of me, but for everyone that will come in his line as the seed of Abraham. God give unto you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you. That means you will have dominion. Nations bow down to you. You'll be Lord over your brethren. You let your mother's sons bow down to you. And cursed will be everyone that curses you and blessed will be everyone that bless you. The chapter down, the next chapter, chapter 28, Jacob had a supernatural encounter with God where he saw angels coming up and down, and the Lord appeared to him and started to speak to him. Listen to this, Genesis 28 verse 13 to 15. Genesis 28 from verse 13. And behold, let's take it from verse, let's take it from verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba, went towards Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon you lie, to you will I give it unto your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And you will spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you, listen to this, in you, and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Oh God, I want to give you a higher vision than you have ever had in your life. We have all read the story of Abraham. We know what God spoke to Abraham. Your life is so significant that God wants to create multiple Abrahams through your life. God wants to bless your generation through you and through your seed. He said, through you, in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This was the exact promise God gave unto Abraham. Can you imagine God working in your life in such a way that your generation is blessed through you, and you, the generation of your seed is blessed through your seed? That's a very significant life. That's not an average kind of life. God wants to manifest his glory through you, through your generation, through your seeds after you. God wants to do something significant through your life. Amen. And here you are, been looking at yourself like this ordinary Mary, ordinary Joe, just trying to get by life. So just make it to retirement so I can die and go to an average heaven. And God says, I want to do something significant through your life. Hallelujah. I want to make you another Abraham in your generation. Hallelujah. I want to rock the foundations of the world through what I do through your life. Do you know God is still doing stuff like that through people? I believe God is giving you a higher vision than you had previously. That I don't really care what happens to me. I just want to make it through the day. And hallelujah, I just pray that the Lord keep me. You know, all this craziness in the world, I just want to survive. That is not God's vision for your life. He said he will bless your seed. And through your seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And then he said in verse 15, behold, I am with you, and I will keep you in all the places where you go, and I'll bring you again to this land, for I will not leave you until I've done that which I've spoken to you of. Huh. God wants to play an active role in your destiny. God wants to make you a life changer, a trailblazer, a pathfinder. God wants to use you to create paths for others to come behind you. God wants to make you a significant person in your generation. You are not an average. You are not created to be average. You are not created to be ordinary. God created you to be significant. Significant. I pray that there's a revolution coming into your household. Every single one under the sound of my voice today, I pray there's a revolution coming into your household. Amen. A revolution of godliness, a revolution of life, a revolution of grace, a revolution of power, where you are no longer satisfied with living an average, ordinary Christian life, but you want to live the best quality of life possible.
You want to know God. You want to walk with God. You want to be an agent for God. You want to be a mouthpiece for God. You want to see God manifest His glory, miracle after miracle after miracle, in every existence of your life. I pray something radically changes around you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Because the harvest of tomorrow, they are prepared by the seeds of today. The harvest of tomorrow. Ha, hallelujah. The things that will happen in your life 5 years, 10 years from today, you can sow the seeds right now. Right now. And in 5 years from today, 10 years from today, you just reap harvest. You just reap. People don't even understand how the things that are going on in your life are going on. Because they come and look, what is he doing? What is she doing? No, it's not now what you see right now. Seeds. Seeds. Somebody says seeds. Somebody says seeds. Decisions. Somebody says decisions. Sacrifices. Somebody says sacrifices. Commitment. Somebody says commitment. Investment. Somebody says investment. Years, 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 years. But that decision begins right now. That decision is made right now. Where you make up your mind, I'm going to be a significant person for God. I'm not going to live an ordinary life. God is going to manifest himself through my life. And the decision starts, is taken now. Amen. The steps to make it happen. Might be little baby steps of just reading my Bible and praying with other believers, with my family, and sitting my children around and opening the Word of God to them and say, let's read the Word of God. And reading the Word and then beginning to, in your place of meditation, begin to dream of great things God can do through you. And then begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. You see us practicing it all the time. You just don't realize it. I just practiced it this morning. I just told you. It won't be long from now. We are going to own our own network. And we're going to reach the world. What's that? I'm just demonstrating to you what I'm preaching to you. Because someone who looks at us will say, huh? Hmm? How? Where? Huh? But we'll keep speaking. And one of these days you're going to see it happen. It won't be long, you'll see it happen. I mean, every single thing we've said over the years, every single thing I said, but God is my witness, I lie not. Every single thing we said over the years happened.
Amen.
Things we said 15 years ago, 20 years ago, happened already. Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. And many people would say, I want to find out what are they doing right now. It's not now. It's not right now. You have to go back years. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I'll never forget when Pastor Tino and I got one warranty deed for something out of state somewhere. We looked at it. I mean, we were breaking out in tears. I mean, we don't even live there. And purely out of the spoken word. Purely. At the time when those things were being spoken, the same way. People look, huh? Now, Yeah, some go and go to church one day, they don't go, the other, you know, they just play, they just, you know, they chew gum, they play, they, hi, high five, hey, yeah, no, hey. You do Bible studies, say today, no Bible study, oh, Bible study, forget about Wednesday Bible study, what are they talking about that? What we're talking about is what can change your life. It can change your life, it changed ours. It changed ours forever.
Amen.
We're never going back where we started from. It changed our lives.
Amen.
I know we were destined for glory, but it was the word of God that brought it to pass.
Amen.
I always knew we were destined from glory because from very early we started serving God. From very early. But just being destined for glory is not enough. There are things that bring it to pass. It's a daily, step by step, and grinding and laboring and sacrificing and investing and not comparing yourself. The Bible says Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, they made up their minds. They determined, they purposed within themselves. They will not be corrupted. Not be corrupted by the society. I'm not going to let the world's vision become my vision. The Bible says Moses' mother decided, I'm not going to kill him. Every mother was killing their child. I'm not going to kill mine. I'm not going to let the world's vision become my vision.
Amen.
The only vision that will be my vision is God's vision.
Hallelujah.
Say, well, yeah, this is what every family does. This is what every parent does. Let's do. No. Because if you do what every family does, you will end up having what every family has. But I don't know about you. I want better. I want more. I want something that stands out for the glory of God. A remarkable destiny. A remarkable destiny. That's what God has ordained you for. That's what God has ordained you for. A remarkable destiny. Eyes have not seen, he said. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. When you walk this supernatural life, my friends, when you live this, it's still a natural life, but God just keeps walking. My time is almost. I gotta read this scripture and share this example with you. But I have more. Go with me to Genesis 49. Go to Genesis 49. This is the expanded promised blessing that Jacob took. He took it from his father Isaac and put it on his son Joseph. Genesis 49. Verse 22 says, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and they have shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, listen to this, who shall help you, and by the Almighty who shall bless you with the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep, blessings that lies under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors. Look at it. Your father who will help you. The Almighty who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above. Those are spiritual blessings. This is the complete unprecedented work God is going to do in our lives. I said it to you last week. One blessing, one miracle, as awesome as it is. If God never did another thing in our lives, we will be forever, through all eternity, thankful to Him for all He has done in saving us through Christ. One blessing is sufficient. But I said to you last week, one blessing, one miracle will not be enough to tell the story of what God has done in your life. God will amaze you radically. He will amaze you radically. Everywhere you look, you will see a blessing that will cause you to erupt in praise. Everywhere you will look on your right, you will see blessings that will cause you to erupt. You will look on your left, you see blessings that will go. You look in your front, you look in your, you, everywhere you look, you will see. And you will say, that's God. That's not me, that's God. That's God. Blessings. Blessings of the heaven above. Blessings of the deep that lie under has material, that's material blessings. Blessings of the deep that lie under, material blessings. Then blessings of the breast and of the womb has physical, familiar, relational blessings. I mean, God will make, He will design your life. You will be so complete. Everywhere, I mean, you will be another Abraham. Everywhere you will just see blessings and blessings. God's favor, God's increase, God's manifestation of His power and His glory all around.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Somebody say blessings.
Blessings.
Somebody say unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
What eyes have not seen. What ears have not heard. What has not entered into the heart of any man. God will do in your life. God will do in your life. He will make you a sign and a wonder. You are destined for glory. He will cause you to shine as the stars of the firmament. He will make you bring him glory. He will make you bring him praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. God will so elevate you that because of you, the world around you will be different. In the name of Jesus. Go back there. I've got to try to close. Go back there to Isaiah 54. Sorry, 58 verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. That's where it started from. You delight yourself. Let's talk about that for just a few minutes here before I close. What does it mean to delight yourself in the Lord? Because that's the key. He said, you will delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. Feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Every single one of us, God wants to make us significant in his kingdom. He wants us to be, connect us to the kingdom of God. God wants out of our lives to emanate, and I pray you are practicing this, to emanate glory to him. You still live a good life. There's no human being on this earth. Everything they do is spiritual. There is no such human being. They all pray, all they ever do is fasting and pray. There is no such, there's no such human being. The people God uses is not like, well, the only thing they must do is fast and pray and spiritual. They can't have fun. The other day came into my spirit. If God was looking for hermits and monks to serve him, if those were the only people God could manifest his glory through, he's going to look very far and wide to find any. God is smarter than that. He is people who cannot have fun. People who can't live a good life. People can't enjoy themselves. If those are the only people God can use, then his work will not be done. Because how many monks, how many people are there who want to be monks? You tell me. But God, through ordinary people, look at who Jesus called when he was calling his disciples. He didn't go to the synagogue. No, he called just normal people. People were fishing, he called them. People were playing in the front yard, he called them. There was even one who was collecting tax. Tax collectors are very bad people. There was even a tax collector. He called him. He said, don't worry. He said, I'm a tax collector. I'm a bad man. He said, don't worry, come. Then there were lawyers. Lawyers. I love lawyers. Thank God for lawyers. They have rescued us many times. But man, lawyers. Look, God called lawyers. He called everybody. He called everybody. So there's a place for you and for me in the kingdom of God. We don't have to be perfect. Hey, man. God isn't looking for us to be perfect. For him to walk through us? Oh, no. The perfection comes when he starts walking with us. Because in walking with him, he starts perfecting us. He said, that area, I need you to shave that off. That one over here, I need you to strengthen that. Over here, I want you to shut that one down. Around here, yeah, I want you to enjoy this more. I mean, it's when we walk with him, he perfects us. But before we walk with him, he doesn't have a requirement of perfection. And even his perfection is not what many people think it is. His perfection isn't, he's going to so change your life that when people see you, you have smelly breath. Thank you, here comes the angel. That's right. Smelly breath, always terrible, unkempt,
beds, dirty nails. And I don't want to mess up my message. You know all these crazy things? You and I will not even go near those people. Why will God make that a requirement to use people? God wants to use ordinary people. People you get in the car with and you feel comfortable. And while you start talking to them, like I was talking with James, it suddenly dawned on him. Hey, this must be a God connection. I'm an ordained minister. I said, hey, you are an ordained minister. Glory to God. I'm a pastor. Hey, glory to God. But James didn't pick the phone, speaking in tongues. Shabba, 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 shabba. I said, this is a crazy man. I said, this is a crazy man. I just slammed the phone and ran away. No. He's just a normal man, normal person. God uses normal people. Say this with me. God uses normal people.
Come on now. Yes, he does.
If you delight yourself in him, normal people who delight themselves in him. What does it mean to delight yourself in him? To make yourself enjoy God. That's what it means. That God is your greatest and your highest and your funnest joy. Huh? The greatest and the highest and the funnest joy of your life is derived from your relationship with God. That's what it means to delight yourself in him. Let me read it out to you directly from my note. What it means to delight yourself in him is the greatest and the highest and the funnest. I don't know if that's good in correct English, but the funnest joy of your life is derived from your relationship with God. I get more joy in my relationship with God than watching a basketball game. Though I love basketball, I love soccer. But I'm more emotional with my God than when I watch a basketball game. I'm more expressive in my relationship with God. I talk to God about everything. Even the seemingly insignificant things. I talk to God about my toe. I talk to God about my knee. I talk to God about my teeth. I talk to God about my breath. I talk to God about my sweat. I talk to him about everything. I talk to him about when I'm happy, when I'm not. I talk to him about what's upsetting me. I talk to him about church people who are driving me crazy. trying to. They're not succeeding, but they try to. They try to. He delivered me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He delivered me. Say, okay, you be bishop. Let your wife be pastor. So let her deal with all the craziness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm having fun. I say, now I'm having fun. Life has never been so good. Hey. I go to bed hearing God. I'm eating food. I'm hearing God. I'm sleeping in the night. I'm hearing. I mean, we're just having fun. Hallelujah. But sometimes I look at her and she's sweating. I say, I'm praying for you. The Lord is with you. That woman of God, the Lord is with you. Yeah. For how many years? I let church people drive me up the wall. God delivered me. He said, you can still preach. Don't let them drive you crazy. Still preach. I'll anoint you. You preach my word. But don't let them drive you. The church people can drive, like T.D. Jakes said. He said, church people? Your delight is in God. That is the greatest and the highest and the funnest joy of your life is derived from your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. You should get more joy from your relationship with God than you get from being in the hairdressing salon, than you get from your nail making salon. Huh? hallelujah, than you get from the spa when you go, than you get from wherever it is. You should have more joy in your relationship with God than you have when you get your paycheck. God should be the highest joy of your life. You should have more joy in your relationship with God than you have when you just get another blessing or another increase. God should be the greatest, the highest, and the funnest joy of your life. That's what it means to delight yourself in Him. Gotta close. I'm not done, but I gotta be done. To love Him with all your heart. To love Him. And tell Him every day, Lord, I love You. I appreciate You. Thank You for being so kind to me. Thank You for being so good to me, being so merciful. I don't deserve it. Thank You. Thank You for making a difference in my life. Thank You. Thank You for putting me over every storm. Thank You. Thank You for bringing me out alive. I thought I'll die through it. Thank You. Thank You for having my back. Thank You for being my glory and the lifter upper of my head. Thank You. Thank You for being my friend in my friendless moments, in my lonely days. Thank You for being my encourager when I don't have any words of encouragement. Thank You. Thank You for being my strengthener when I feel I'm weakest. Thank You for being my comforter when I feel vulnerable. Thank You. Thank You. That's who God is to us, folks. He's a Father who cares, who loves us, who understands everything. He understands more than any other human being ever will. And He not only understands, He loves us. He loves us just as we are. Here we are trying so hard to change, to be like somebody else. And God says, I made you that way. Don't worry. You're good. You're good for me. You're good for me. Like a migrant said in one of our songs several years ago. This is good for me. This is good for me. You don't have to change your personality. You don't have to change your demeanor. You don't have to change who you are to be pleasing to me. You're good. Someone say, I'm good. Say, God thinks I'm good. If God thinks I'm good, I think I'm all right then. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet? Let's tell Him how much we love Him. Our delight is in God. Our delight is in God. We enjoy God, folks. Folks, we enjoy God. We enjoy God. That's why we go to His house. That's why we pray. That's why we read His word. That's why we enjoy God. We enjoy Him. We're not fanatics here. Some people think we are. But we're not. We just love God. He's real. He's real.
Yes.
He's real.
Yes.
None of us have ever seen Him with our physical eyes, but we feel Him every day. We feel His hands walking through our lives. We can feel His presence around us. We can feel Him. We can feel Him. We can feel Him. That's why we appear fanatical sometimes. We're not trying to be fanatical. We're not trying to impress anyone. We're just expressing who we are. When people go to the games, they're not doing what they do because of somebody. They are doing what they do because of who they are and what they're experiencing. What we do is because of what we are, who we are, and what we've experienced. We've experienced the love of Almighty God. He's made a difference in our life. Who else could make every morning a bright day? Who else could make every storm a walking path to glory? Who else could make every difficulty an experience to prepare us for a better life in the future? Who else could? Assuring us every day about what He's invested in us. Who else could? Who else never gets tired of us? Never gets tired of the errors in our lives. Here He is,
holding us up again, telling us we can make it. You don't have to succumb to that lie of the devil. You can make it. You can overcome. You can win in life. I don't care how many times you failed. You can succeed. It doesn't matter what your family background is, the dynamics of how you were raised or where you were born or your situation. It doesn't matter. He can make all the difference. He can. He's the shoulder we lean on when we feel weary with all the pain of life. We feel Him wiping our tears even when we don't know we're crying. That's Him. When we feel threatened because we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death and all we can hear are the voices of the fierce, angry animals. There He is in a soft whisper, assuring us, "I'm here, don't worry, I'll be with you. I'll carry you through it. And I'll take you out on the other side. You'll make it. You'll make it. I won't let the world bury you here in this valley." Who else could do that? Who else could do that? Lord, we love You. We thank You, Father. Would you, wherever you are today, I don't know, I feel like doing an altar call. My time is up here, but I just feel like doing an altar call wherever you are. You're in this room or you are there online, wherever. And you want to make a fresh commitment to walking with the Lord. You want to make the Lord the delight of your life. You want to make Him the joy of your life. You want to know Him in a new way, in a different way. Like you never have. As a friend, as a father, as a caretaker, a comforter, as a shelter from the storms of life. You want that new cutting edge relationship with God. Wherever you are, God can see you. I don't need to see you. Wherever you are, I just want you quietly in your heart to make that new commitment to Him. Lord, I want a new cutting edge relationship with You. I want a new, brand new cutting edge relationship with You. I want to know You like I never have known You before. I want to walk with You. I want to feel Your presence. I want to hear Your voice. I want to have the assurance in my heart that You are with me always. I want to be intimate, more intimate with You. I don't want to do a works gospel where I'm trying to impress You with the works, the things that I do. No, Lord, but I want to walk with You step by step every day. I want my life to be open to You so You can make a difference in me. So I commit to You today. I commit my life wholeheartedly. I commit every part of me to You. Holy Spirit, I yield to You. Lord Jesus, I honor You today. I make You my Lord and my Savior. You're already my Lord and my Savior. I commit to yielding more to You. I thank You, Father. I give You all the glory and all the praise. You alone deserve it. You alone deserve it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take this confession with me. Saying, say, I'm blessed. God is doing the unprecedented in my life. I'm walking with Him. Closer than ever before. I'm yielding to him more and more than ever before. I'm shining for him brighter and brighter than ever before. He's the center of every part of my life. My life is ordained to bring him glory. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Bless your people, Father, as we dismiss this service. Every man and every woman, every boy and girl. Lord, those we can see and those we can't, wherever they are today, visit with them. In the name of Jesus, let your word make a difference in their lives. I pray particularly for that couple that is struggling right now. That couple that is on the brink of giving up. They are about to pack everything up and just give it up. I speak over that couple's life in the name of Jesus. I declare the strength and the life of God upon you. I declare that in the name of Jesus, the strength you need to go through today into the next day that God has prepared for you, you receive that now. All of these clouds of darkness, I speak over that cloud in the name of Jesus. I release the light of God upon you. Take it. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory and the praise. You alone deserve it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.